Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to get to on today's show. First off, World Series wrapping up over the weekend, truly. And, you know, this is a Phillies podcast, but we are a baseball podcast at heart. And we got to talk about this World Series. Seven games set the record for most innings in a World Series ever. Obviously, a normal seven-game series would go 63 innings. This one went 74 because you had 9 extra innings in game 3, 2 extra innings in game 7. Just an unbelievable 7-game stretch. As unbelievable of a 7-game stretch as you will ever see. As unbelievable of a series you will ever see. I mean, I said this on the air the other day, like, in Game 7, there were three. Baseball Reference tracks this really cool stat called championship win percentage added. Basically, is there is a way, based upon all factors, who's hitting, who's pitching, who the home team is, who the road team is, all things considered, that factors in a play and it's what the team's given championship win percentage was going into the play versus coming out of the play. So I'll give one that's very concrete that I'm going to reference here in a second. The Dodgers, as calculated by this, had a 54% chance of winning. A 54% chance of winning the World Series, which is obviously in a Game 7, it's just who has the best chance of winning that game. When Alejandro Kirk stepped up to the plate. When Kirk steps up to the plate in the bottom of the 11th of Game 7, and they had runners on first and third, one out. Dodgers, at that moment, if you simulated from that point forward 100 times, the Dodgers would win 54 of them, win the game ultimately 54 times, Blue Jays would win 46. Now, you know, keep in mind, there might be, of those 40, you know, 54 the Dodgers win, there could be 20 or 30 of those 54 that the Dodgers, you know, the Blue Jays tie the game, and the Dodgers win in 12 innings or in 13 innings, or you get the idea, at some point. So they were supposed to, they had a 54% chance of winning. As a result of that double play happening, Mookie tags second, throws to first, their championship win percentage obviously went to 100. They had a 100% chance to win the World Series the second the ball, you know, stuck in Freeman's glove at first. So that was a 46% chance, or a 46% swing, rather, in World Series championship win percentage. They jumped from 54 to 100 on one play. If you look at the top 15 championship win percentage play at, you know, added plays in the history of Major League Baseball, which dates back to the 1800s, three of those 15 plays, three of the top 15 ever, were in Game 7 Saturday night. We may never see a game with that level of intensity, with that level of stakes ever again. Like, literally, we may not see, again, that level of intensity, that level of stakes ever again. And, you know, I heard our very own Paul Jalovitz on the air on Saturday night as that series ended, and his immediate question was, like, which one hurt worse? Like, for the, if being a Blue Jays fan in 2025 or being a Phillies fan in 93? And he and Jack Miller, who were, you know, was producing at the time, both agreed that allowing a walk-off home run in 1996 was worse. I don't listen, I was not alive for 1993. Maybe people out there disagree. I do disagree. Like, maybe people out there disagree with me. I would say that losing Game 7 is worse. I know it wasn't the immediacy of a Joe Carter walk-off. But what you did have was literally the Blue Jays inches away from winning the World Series. We may never see a team so close to winning the World Series as the Blue Jays were and not win. If there was a way to freeze championship win percentage in real time, when Rojas double clutches the ball at second base and Kiner Falefa is storming home, the Blue Jays' win percentage in that very moment might have been 70%, right? Wasn't going into the play, but on the other side of it. If you could freeze championship win percentage when the ball was in the air and Andy Pajas is trying to track it down, he's inches, you know, or seconds away from colliding with Kike Hernandez, that would be, you know, I don't know if a team will ever be as close to winning the World Series as the Blue Jays were. It was also in a Game 7. Remember, Joe Carter's home run, by the way, not in this top 15 of championship win percentage added. The Blue Jays were losing at the time. They had runners on first and second, one out in the bottom of the ninth. Think of all those scenarios. They could have tied the game right there. They could have, and you know, and won it in extras. They could have still won in Game 7. Like, the Phillies still had... Even if Carter hits a single there, even if Carter gets out and then the next guy hits a single, you still had to get out of Game 6 and then come back and win Game 7 the following night. I think with how close the Blue Jays were, right, the Phillies had a lot more to do than the Blue Jays did. With how physically close the Blue Jays were to winning the World Series, inches away, two different scenarios, right, had the tying run on third when it ended in the 11th, and multiple chances before that. I don't know how you can't say that it's got to be the most painful World Series loss I can ever remember. And again, this is a Blue Jays team. This is not like the Dodgers who won last year and then fell short. Like, this is a Blue Jays team who knows, this might have been their best crack at a championship with this team. We don't know where they'll be a year from now, 2 years from now. Like, this could be a loss that does not age well in the city of Toronto. Does not age well in Toronto sports lore, and forever they'll have to watch the clip of Isaiah Kiner Falefa sliding home inches away, right? By the way, two things. Saw a lot of players kind of coming to bat for him, no pun intended, for the lead he took off of third base. Thought he could have had a step or two more. I get you cannot afford to get picked off there. Thought he could have taken a little bit more. Number two is, in that situation, you can actually run through home. Like, you can treat it like first base in that case. You can run through home plate like it's first base, and then, you know, you're going to be a little bit faster. That might have been, you know, the better scenario there, right? Ball coming to the plate, it's going to be close. Like, run through home plate, he's probably safe. Blue Jays probably win the World Series. That's how close it was. That's how close this entire series was. Right, it frustrates me to no end that the Blue Jays, who a team the Phillies would have been favored against had they played them in the World Series, was that close to knocking off the Dodgers. And now we hope we don't have a lockout in 2027 as a result of, you know, a salary cap dispute, something like that. But man, oh man, did we watch just an unbelievable World Series over the past week or so. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to get to on today's show. First off, World Series wrapping up over the weekend. Truly, and you know, this is a Phillies podcast, but we are a baseball podcast at heart. And we got to talk about this World Series. Seven games set the record for most innings in a World Series ever. Obviously, a normal seven-game series would go 63 innings. This one went 74 because you had nine extra innings in Game 3, two extra innings in Game 7. Just an unbelievable seven-game stretch. As unbelievable of a seven-game stretch as you will ever see. As unbelievable of a series you will ever see. I mean, I said this on the air the other day, like, in Game 7, there were three... Baseball Reference tracks this really cool stat called championship win percentage added. Basically, is there is a way, based upon all factors, who's hitting, who's pitching, who the home team is, who the road team is, all things considered, that factors in a play and it's what the team's given championship win percentage was going into the play versus coming out of the play. So I'll give one that's very concrete that I'm going to reference here in a second. The Dodgers, as calculated by this, had a 54% chance of winning. A 54% chance of winning the World Series, which is obviously in a Game 7. It's just who has the best chance of winning that game. When Alejandro Kirk stepped up to the plate. When Kirk steps up to the plate in the bottom of the 11th of Game 7, and they had runners on first and third, one out. Dodgers, at that moment, if you simulated from that point forward 100 times, the Dodgers would win 54 of them, win the game ultimately 54 times, Blue Jays would win 46. Now, you know, keep in mind, there might be, of those 40, you know, 54 the Dodgers win, there could be 20 or 30 of those 54 that the Dodgers, you know, the Blue Jays tie the game and the Dodgers win in 12 innings or in 13 innings, or you get the idea, at some point. So they were supposed to, they had a 54% chance of winning. As a result of that double play happening, Mookie tags second, throws to first, their championship win percentage obviously went to 100. They had a 100% chance to win the World Series the second the ball, you know, stuck in Freeman's glove at first. So that was a 46% chance, or a 46% swing, rather, in World Series championship win percentage. They jumped from 54 to 100 on one play. If you look at the top 15 championship win percentage play, at you know, added plays in the history of Major League Baseball, which dates back to the 1800s, three of those 15 plays, three of 15, three of the top 15 ever were in Game 7 Saturday night. We may never see a game with that level of intensity, with that level of stakes ever again. Like, literally, we may not see, again, that level of intensity, that level of stakes ever again. And, you know, I heard our very own Paul Jolovitz on the air on Saturday night as that series ended, and his immediate question was like, which one hurt worse, like, for the, if being a Blue Jays fan in 2025 or being a Phillies fan in 93. And he and Jack Miller, who were, you know, was producing at the time, both agreed that allowing a walk-off home run in 1996 was worse. I don't, listen, I was not alive for 1993. Maybe people out there disagree. I do disagree. Like, maybe people out there disagree with me. I would say that losing Game 7 is worse. I know it wasn't the immediacy of a Joe Carter walk-off, but what you did have was literally the Blue Jays inches away from winning the World Series. We may never see a team so close to winning the World Series as the Blue Jays were and not win. If there was a way to freeze championship win percentage in real time, when Rojas double clutches the ball at second base, and Kiner Falefa is storming home. The Blue Jays' win percentage in that very moment might have been 70%, right? Wasn't going into the play, but on the other side of it. If you could freeze championship win percentage when the ball was in the air and Andy Pajas is trying to track it down, he's about to, he's inches, you know, or seconds away from colliding with Kike Hernandez. That would be, you know, I don't know if a team will ever be as close to winning the World Series as the Blue Jays were. It was also in a Game 7. Remember, Joe Carter's home run, by the way, not in this top 15 of championship win percentage added. The Blue Jays were losing at the time. They had runners on first and second, one out in the bottom of the ninth. Think of all those scenarios. They could have tied the game right there. They could have, and you know, and won it in extras. They could have still won in Game 7. Like, the Phillies still had, even if Carter hits a single there, even if Carter gets out and then the next guy hits a single, you still had to get out of Game 6 and then come back and win Game 7 the following night. I think with how close the Blue Jays were, right, the Phillies had a lot more to do than the Blue Jays did. With how physically close the Blue Jays were to winning the World Series, inches away, two different scenarios, right? Had the tying run on third when it ended in the 11th, and multiple chances before that. I don't know how you can't say that it's got to be the most painful World Series loss I can ever remember. And again, this is a Blue Jays team. This is not like the Dodgers who won last year and then fell short. Like, this is a Blue Jays team who knows, this might have been their best crack at a championship with this team. We don't know where they'll be a year from now, 2 years from now. Like, this could be a loss that does not age well in the city of Toronto. Does not age well in Toronto sports lore. And forever, they'll have to watch the clip of Isaiah Kiner Falefa sliding home inches away, right? By the way, two things. Saw a lot of players kind of coming to bat for him, no pun intended, for the lead he took off of third base. Thought he could have had a step or two more. I get you cannot afford to get picked off there. Thought he could have taken a little bit more. Number two is, in that situation, you can actually run through home. Like, you can treat it like first base in that case. You can run through home plate like it's first base, and then, you know, you're going to be a little bit faster. That might have been, you know, the better scenario there, right? Ball coming to the plate, it's going to be close. Like, run through home plate, he's probably safe. Blue Jays probably win the World Series. That's how close it was. That's how close this entire series was, right? It frustrates me to no end that the Blue Jays, who a team the Phillies would have been favored against had they played them in the World Series, was that close to knocking off the Dodgers. And now we hope we don't have a lockout in 2027 as a result of, you know, a salary cap dispute, something like that. But man, oh man, did we watch just an unbelievable World Series over the past week or so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.